Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf nun hey. Begin the Omid Beis. Begin the Tez de Masech, Tez begins the words of the Gemara. Arba mesu be'et yishal nachash. There are four individuals in history that died just from the counsel of the snake, which they didn't die from their own sins. Tez asks a difficulty from famous Pasuk in Kehelis. Saying four people only died because of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. But Tez says, v'hadach seba, what do you do with the Pasuk in Kehelis? That says, ki adam ein tzadik b'aretz v'goyim, that there's no righteous person in the land, like the Pasuk of Leyechta didn't sin. So you see, everybody, in some way, at some point in time, has sinned. So how could you say they didn't sin? So Tais says that right when the Adam come, that passed them at the majority of people, but they were four select individuals that never sinned in their life. Then next Tais, the Masech that begins the words of the Gemara, Vishma Minah, and what we could infer is, Yesh Misa Balechet, no, there is death without sin, Yesh Yisrim Balechet, and there is affliction without any Avera B'mezit. Which Tais actually points out that the Gemara, all it did was prove that someone could die without sin, like these four individuals. But, and that's what Taisa says, Va'avagav de b'may de kamar, and even though the other half of the statement that says, in yisrim b'lay oven, that there's no affliction without sin, lo yitaisa, that was never refuted. So Taisa finds that difficult, that why is the Gemara saying Shema Minah on that point, when it never really proved that yesh yisrim b'lay oven, it only proved yesh misa b'lay chet. Next Taisa, the Masech, that begins the words of the Gemara, kol o'imer b'nei Eli chatu, whoever says that the sons of Eli sinned, in Eli taya is only mistaken. So this qualifies this teaching of the Gemara. He says that Pirish, what that means to say is, B'mai d'chziv, it's only regards to what the Pasuk says about them, Asha Yishkavun, that they went and that they lay with the women. Regarding that is what the Gemara is telling you, that no, that's a mistake, because Lo Yichatu, that they didn't sin. Ella, rather, but, Mevazim, but they did sin regarding that they disgraced the Kodshim Hoyu, that they did do. Before the sacrificial pasuk even sacrificed, they're already sending the young lads to go ahead and get them the parts that they wanted from the kabbanis, which was inappropriate. Regarding that, they did sin. It's not like they didn't sin, but we mean regarding at least this, that it says that they were yishkabun es anashim. Regarding that, that's a mistake, because that's not actually what happened. Kirinik says the master says against the words of the Gemara, Maviram Ksiv, which Taisa proves that our Gemara disagrees with the girsa that we have in our svarim, in our chamashim. That is, the Gemara had a question on Rav that he said that Pinchas didn't sin. It says mavirim in the plural, which sounds like both Chafni and Pinchas caused the Jewish people to sin. So on that, the Gemara says no mavirim, as our Tish Dev Maskel says that it's in the singular. That's only going on Chafni, but not on Pinchas. Now, Tish, however, parenthetically points out Hashash Alanu, our Gemara that says that the word in the pasuk is mavirim, Chaylik al svarim shalanu. It's in dispute with our gersois we have in our Sefer Tanakh. Shekasa behem, and actually the gers is supposed to be ma'avrim, which is a different word than we have that the Gemara is quoting. And v'chemetinu b'yishalmi b'shimshin, until we find the Yishalmi a similar idea regarding Shimshin. Pasuk that the Yishalmi says, that it says in the Pasuk, v'hushavat et Yisrael arbam shana, that he went and he judged the Jewish people for 40 years, even though we know in actual practice, he only judged for 20 years. It says Yerushalmi, oh, Malamis comes to teach you, shall you Pelishtim Yireim Imenu Chav Shana Acha Meisa Kamei B'chayiv, that the Pelishtim were so afraid of him 20 years after he died, like when he was alive. So therefore, it's like considered as if he judged the people for 40 years, when in practice only 20 years. Problem is, says Taisa, B'chol Svarim Shalom Uksiv Chav Shana, in all our Svarim of Tanakh, it doesn't say that he ruled for 40 years to say that it really was 20, but it was like 40. It only says 20 years, as it says in Sefer Shaftim Perek Tech Zayin, which is not like the Yerushalmi. So the Yesh Tesis, you see this concept that sometimes the Gemara, Bavli or Yerushalmi, will have a different girsa than the girsa that we have in our Sefer Tanakh. Continuing next, the Masechta begins the words of the Gemara, Mitech Shoyu Lila Pinchas Limchis, because Pinchas should have protested, which the Gemara brought that Rav said that Pinchas did not sin, only Chafni did. Because it says, when it says B'nei Belial, which it sounds like that's in the plural, it sounds like it's going also on Pinchas. Oh, that's only because he didn't protest against Chafni. So Taisa says, well, Upalig a Reb Yonason. Obviously, he disagrees with Reb Yonason. The Amar that he says, Shneim Loichatu, he says, actually, both of them did not sin. Whereas, according to Rav, only Pinchas didn't sin. And why we call him B'nei Belial? Because he didn't protest against Chafni.